This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Sir Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Red Hood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Sir Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWDs, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer, though. Ableism, NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with the Sir Dirk McCallum Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight, we're focusing on one topic that is taking social media by storm, which is stirred up a lot of, thoughts and feelings about how Hollywood has not seemed to get how having Bryan Cranston being a role that, well, doesn't exactly promote inclusivity and also giving other actors other opportunities that could also fall under the equal opportunities. And I have no idea, I have no clue and no idea why the film was, why he was cast. I'm in his role playing a person who uses a mobility device. Johnny, how do you feel about this tragic tale of a tragic circumstance or tragic circumstance for actors who could quite benefit from being in more high profile roles? Johnny, there?
Am I still here?
Yes, you're on. You're here.
Remember the whole
Bryan Cranston situation that is causing a firestorm and is being a box office hit, which, quite frankly, I don't know what I don't know how and how this even would play into. How this even remotely works in anyone's favor. So, what more do they expect people not to be upset?
And if you're like, if you're going like for the right good story, like,
It sounds very foolish on their part to just, well, do this without any sort of
Yeah, I'm still here. Still here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. To
Sorry
actually.
Sometimes computers like to freak up on you.
Yeah. This just shows that there could there's definitely more that meets the eye in this as well. So this could, things like this could really, there needs to be more actually brought into Hollywood and giving, or not giving, but having equal opportunities and not just being very one-sided with who gets the roles. Because if there's if you're casting for a name or just for the name and notoriety, isn't there something that could actually be done to actually benefit and bolster those So how much more could someone just, how could any actors are, there's a lot of issues in the industry where they just don't, they either aren't given the opportunities
or
having the opportunities to audition, or they audition and it's really,
it's, we'll call it or next or
right,
we'll keep in touch.
And there needs to be more awareness brought into films that have not only have diverse casting, but also inclusion, and inclusion in who's actually getting the roles, who, and the actual projection of persons with different abilities. How many more times could, the position that people could be in where there are people who could actually benefit greatly with being in getting equal opportunities, especially when there's a lot of people who are wanting to break into the industry.
It's like the acting excuse.
And it's unfortunate that
it's
people say that. And having a diverse actors and roles, and having and casting those who are able to be in those roles and who are portraying accurate portrayals of those in the industry, of those who of actual people do want to see themselves see people on the screen that is like them.
Yeah.
It's not a pick and choose. It's a to be aware. Being aware of it is key. It still doesn't mean that it's great to be aware, but who in fact?
See, it's great to be aware,
really,
but awareness only goes so far.
Right, and there's a lot of actors who could have really gotten a lot of exposure, and could have benefited from being on screen. And
let's give Bryan Cranston another Oscar.
Right. I'm looking at, well, Bryan Cranston. Like what he has done with his projects. Just would have liked to actually be, and for there to be some more diversity and some more exposure to people to actors that aren't exactly always given the chance. It's one thing for people to automatically think that there's opportunities, but there's a lot of times where how many shows are actually on? Talking about as much as this segues into TV, but in the entertainment industry, there's only like two shows that actually have actors with different abilities.
Speechless,
and I don't believe, I'm still trying to figure out what other series isn't there Born This Way as well.
Oh yeah,
which is another great show. It's just really, it would be something to see actors gain the chance, getting a shot. Because how would you know if someone's not fit for a role if they're not given the chance? That's my thing. If someone isn't going to be open to giving someone a chance and seeing what they could do, then isn't this a bit backwards? Could lead to more challenges when there's a lot of people, when there's a lot of actors who will kill to have these roles.
And we're making progress, but we got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. It's great to see Bryan Cranston doing things. Just I don't know.
It's, don't get me wrong, he is a great actor.
I don't know what the directors and those in the industry were thinking, the creators of this film were actually thinking. If it's for notoriety, okay. If it's for notoriety and having someone to pull people to the box office, shouldn't
the
story shouldn't it be more about the topic or bringing unknown in with a supporting cast of people who are a diverse casting?
Exactly.
That's what I would think. Because diverse casting is key. No matter what kind of film, having opportunities to be out there is what should be. And there should be possibilities for those to actually get to audition and get to go through the process.
I know, like, everybody should get a shot at least.
Yeah, I'm not saying just give them the role. I'm just saying have the chance, see people audition. Nothing wrong with seeing people audition.
Exactly, because you never know.
And there could be some undiscovered talent that actually could do a brilliant job. They could have even had people of actors that may not that can still have different abilities have that role and be the lead. There's so many people out there. It just would have been nice to actually see someone see the progress be made.
If someday will happen.
Mm-hmm. Because the more progress that is made actually gives, and in hindsight, there's a lot of progress that is being made in the marketing different products. There's a lot of companies using having ads with inclusivity with models who have different abilities. That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's where I go and say, yes, this is what is needed.
Yeah.
And the more that, yes, retailers are the ones that are really taking strides in this, it just would have been, it's nice to see it happen all around. These retailers are realizing more inclusivity and providing and giving, having opportunities out there. So why shouldn't there be, if other sectors are doing it, business sectors, then what's stopping someone else from, or some other group from actually going, wait a minute, this could be actually a...
This might be a good idea.
And it doesn't hurt to say, oh my God, why didn't we see this already? Because I think there's a lot of people who actually could have, there's a lot of potential And when potential is there, there's nothing stopping actors who really want to, who are wanting to be in different, be on screen. And not just in print. Because the more that people talk about this and the approach of inclusivity, it's a pretty big deal.
It's like the more aware they're there, like hey, wait, like wait a minute, we might change the situation. We want to change how we're thinking.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with changing the way and it's okay to have a change of mind and a change of heart, because guess what? If you're able to actually give opportunities and you see growth, then who's to say that there could be, there's the ability where so many people, where there's could be people wanting to be involved, wanting to have opportunities. There's also times where I'm sure a lot of people have to create their own opportunities as well. Due to what the circumstances that they're faced with. It happens.
And we're all, like, fighting out there.
Yeah. So more people could be aware and go, isn't there more that meets the eye of people who have different abilities? Because that's what matters. Looking past the differences and seeing how really we are alike. We do face the same problems that everyone else faces. It's not, it does happen. And it's okay to realize that the differences that people face, too. And understand that it's okay to be different.
That is right. Remember that. It's okay to be different.
Mm-hmm. And I think if there's anyone in the industry that is willing to see the strides that people are making, and different corporations that are willing to put out those opportunities, then what's stopping Hollywood? If Hollywood is willing to have an open mind, you could find so many actors could actually be doing, could be doing a lot, who could also be raising awareness and doing a lot of good, which is a great thing, and which is something that should be done, not just who has the name. Yes, it's great to have a name. It doesn't mean that
let's fill the quota.
It doesn't always mean that things are the most, doesn't always make what other people, it doesn't always mean that it's 100% correct or right by what is going on. I would think that there's room for growth. And it's okay to be afraid of giving opportunities. But you won't know until you try it.
See, it never hurts to take a risk on something.
Mm-hmm.
Could be good, could be bad. Take a shot.
And you won't know until you actually see it. Or until you actually experience it as well. Is the more things that you experience, the better things could be, too. And that's the brilliant thing, is that everyone is meant to make... Everyone has the ability.
Yeah, everyone has their own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We're all destined for something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's where I guess we leave you tonight. And we'll be back on the 23rd with an all new episode. And we'll see you then.
We'll see. Good night, everybody.
Yes. Night.